Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A picture-perfect day at Humboldt State University. That is what inner-city kids from Southern California were expecting when they boarded buses headed north. They were almost certain to choose Humboldt State, encouraged by college counselor Arthur Alzero. Sadly, it didn't work out that way. One of the buses collided head-on last evening with a FedEx tractor-trailer truck on Interstate 5. 10 have died, among them Alzero, the first identified victim, the popular college counselor. University Police Sergeant John Packer said his office sprung into action.
We got a number of phone calls, hundreds of phone calls actually, from parents or friends who'd heard a cell phone conversation or a text or something like that. So we knew that it was a critical incident that had occurred. But we did, we were able to speak pretty quickly with Chico CHP, and they confirmed that they were actively involved in a mass casualty involving the tour bus. From that point, it just became a matter of expanding our dispatch center.
University workers found themselves welcoming survivors last night as investigators sifted through the wreckage to determine what caused the truck to veer across the divider, hitting the bus head-on, one of three buses loaded with high school seniors on a college preview weekend.
It's a more sober day than it typically is. Typically, it's really a big party, and of course, nobody feels like having a big party today. The welcome this morning that this day is about them and about their ability to get into college and be successful at college, and that's what everybody was coming up for, and that's what we wanted to try and give them, and we hope they got that out of the day.
Dean of Student Affairs Peg Blake said the students were to be part of a group of 900 prospective students on campus today. They would have toured its classrooms, met its teachers, and finally decide whether or not to come here.
There are a handful who have been pretty deeply personally affected, and for those, we are working on rides back home. And the rest are kind of staying together in a group.
In the group were inner-city kids who might not otherwise have seen the campus, low-income kids, first-generation families. In South Central, Riverside, and other high schools, Alzero was the face of Humboldt, the man whose job it was to help kids make the best of their lives. Alzero died on the I-5 bus.
So our admission staff are devastated. But they want to do this in honor of Art. And Art's life's passion was finding ways for low-income or first-generation students to be successful in college. That was his passion. And so the admission staff have said, we are dedicating this day to Art. He's here with us. We're going to do this for him because this is the right thing to do. This is what he wanted us to do.
You're listening to KINS. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you put a face to the loss on the I-5 last night, it would be that of Arthur Alzero, a career educator encouraging inner-city students to come to Humboldt State University. Many would be the first in their family to go to college. For some, the bus was the only way they could have afforded to come to Humboldt State for the preview weekend. Arthur Alzero was on that bus, and today his colleagues in the admissions office at Humboldt State were having a difficult time. Among them, Dean of Student Affairs, Peg Blake.
Art was had a magical personality. People were drawn to him. He'd only worked with us for about a year, but he had worked in the LA area in the public schools for several years, was well-loved and well-respected down there in the school districts and the schools that he interacted with. He was a people person. Students were drawn to him. He was bright, talented, articulate, with a heart as big as the world.
Arthur Alzero had worked for the university for only a year. The university said it would do what it could to comfort his family and friends. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.